We bow our heads in prayer. Heavenly Father, purify our hearts. You have given us the light that shines brightly. And it is that light that has overcome the darkness that oftentimes surrounds our lives. Move us by seeing that we have been purified through your cross, death, and resurrection, so that we too may be a witness to that light in our lives. In your name we pray. Amen. The theme for this year's Elder Mel Sunday is our hearts in his hands. There's always a special service written for this Sunday, and a lot of congregations throughout the Missouri Synod are probably celebrating just like we are, using the same service, celebrating what God is doing in our midst. There's always a sermon written for this occasion, and this year's sermon written by Dr. Dale Meyer. And yes, I'm not going to preach that sermon, but I'm going to use a number of those points that he highlights for us today because I really respect his ability to share the good news. Let's begin with a very simple question. What motivated you to come to worship today? I'll give you a moment to think about it. What motivated you to come to worship today? Now that you've thought about it, you know, it's kind of interesting because what is it that brings people together in a church? As I drive around the community, I often see a lot of signs for churches. And on those signs, there are all kinds of welcoming messages. Interesting to me. And yet, if I were someone just on the street and went to a lot of those churches, I was thinking about this, with those welcoming signs, how comfortable would you feel? I know I'd feel very uncomfortable walking into a place in which I knew no one. However, if someone had invited me, if I was aware of some of the people who were a part of that congregation, I might be more likely to visit them. Just seeing a sign inviting me isn't probably going to motivate me to come to that church. It's about a relationship that you may have. What motivated you to come here this morning? Was it your family? Was it people who you know in this congregation who you look forward to and seeing each and every week? Or was it some other reason? You see, the real answer for most of us would be people. People motivate us to join together in the fellowship we have. Some of you have been longtime members of this congregation, and you've known a lot of these people forever and ever, it seems like, because some of you have been here your whole life. And what is it that motivates you to come together Sunday after Sunday for worship? It is people. We gather as God's people in this place. And now think about the theme, our hearts in His hand. We come together because What's Peter talking about there? Our hearts are in His hand. And that's why I had to put the theme up here, because I think a picture is sometimes worth a thousand words. Look at the logo. You see there, isn't it beautiful to see that hand holding the heart? And in that heart, at the very top, is the cross and the drop of water. Think about a heart in your hand. That's an interesting thing. You see, that's what a transplant surgeon does. He holds another human being's heart in his hand. But the reality is that God holds each one of our hearts in His hand. He holds my heart and your heart in His very hand. We don't hold one another's hearts in our hands, and yet the reality, we have a God who thinks about and cares about each and every one of us. And as I looked at that theme, I was struck by all the things that are there. Our hearts in His hands. Above all, keep loving one another earnestly. From 1 Peter 4, we ought to be loving one another. We ought to be thinking about one another as holding each other in our hands. And why? Because at the very top is the cross. This is what God has done for us. How do we get a purified heart? Because our hearts are filled with sin. Our hearts are as impure as the day is long. And we know that God does something about sin in your life and my life. He sent His only Son. And then there is that drop of water in the middle of that heart, reminding us that God has called each and every one of us through our baptism into His family. It is He, through the waters of baptism, that creates a new heart within us by calling us His children. It's interesting because in the Old Testament, in verse 26 of the Old Testament, there are these words, "And I will give you a new heart, and a new spirit I will put within you." Here's the Old Testament speaking out about how what God is about to do for His people. He keeps His promises. He creates a new heart within each and every one of us through the waters of baptism as He calls us by name, and He wants us for an eternity. And when you think about what it says there also, think about these words that follow in the verse in Ezekiel. "And I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes and to be careful to obey my rules." Here's the Old Testament speaking about God at work within our lives. Why does God do all of this? Because He loves us. He created us. Yes, from the very beginning, there in the garden, sin entered into the world, and we were all born in sin. And our lives are continually filled with sin day in and day out. And yet, those very sins that sometimes we hide from everybody else, deep down in our hearts, God knows them. The old Adam that wants to rise up every day in our life. And yet in the waters of baptism, we are reminded of this wonderful mystery whereby our God offers to us the forgiveness of sins, calling us by name. Yes, we cannot purify our hearts, but that's the point of the cross. That's the point of what Christ came into our world to do for us. This is how God purified you and I to stand in His presence and to know that we have a pure heart. Create a clean heart within us, the psalmist says. And that heart is because of a cross and death. And through the waters of baptism, that cross comes into your heart and my heart. Through it, our hearts are purified so that we can come together. And that what we ought to be together in this place is a whole bunch of people surrounded by God's love and grace, living in the palm of His hand. That every one of the hearts that enters into this sanctuary any day is loved by God. It is for us to understand what God has done for us through His Son, taking our place, covering all of our sins. This ought to be a big-hearted place, surrounded by God's love. We ought to be loving one another. Loving one another from a pure heart that has been cleansed because Christ was crucified, and in His death and resurrection, we have been purified and have been given new life. It's been a struggle as we come back from the COVID crisis. Yes, we could worship together on the internet in the quietness of our own home, but it wasn't quite right. You see, even in the midst of all of that, and we could worship, we were still missing something. Being together, seeing that we are all in the hands of God. Our hearts are in His hands through word and sacrament, through coming together in this place. We are able to share with one another, rejoice together as brothers and sisters, to sing together, and to know the power of His love and His grace. You see, all of us probably belong to different organizations. I know I belong to several organizations, but they're different. For when we come together in this place, God's house, we come into His presence. Here we gather around the means of grace. And there, we ought to see how our hearts are filled with that love that only He can give to us. To see that we are loved by our Creator, and then to love one another through a pure heart. You see, when you look at that logo, God is not just content to hold you and I in His hands. There's more to it. He wants us then to hold one another in our hands, to reach out to one another, to be able to proclaim together that love that we have in Christ, and that we share together as brothers and sisters, that we have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. And as we end this message, we will join in the Elder Mel pledge. Elder Mel has been around for a long time. He's been a part of my ministry throughout. And yes, it seems to be on the way down, and yet there's so many powerful things that it does. But I want you to think about the words of the pledge as we say them today. In fervent gratitude for the Savior's dying love and His blood-bought gift of redemption, we dedicate ourselves to Him with all that we are and have. That is so important in each one of our lives. And as you do that, Luther also has another quote for our consideration. My God has made me a man. He has given me my house, wife, and child, and has commanded me to love them, to support them with my work. You see, that's how we interact. We are in the hands of a God who graciously surrounds us in the power of His love and His grace and His mercy. And so we ought to be pondering in our hearts that tremendous love that He has given us, and to know that we have been purified to love one another. What a gift. And how well do we do it? How well do we see ourselves as in His hand? Being loved by a God who created us, redeemed us, and called us by name. Yes, this is a powerful message for us, especially in this month with so much is going on, as we have so much to celebrate and talk about, to think about where we are as God's people in this place. Yes, we need to remember our hearts are in His hand. Amen.